This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Celine, ouch! UFOs, they're talking about it on the Hill. A woman commanding an aircraft carrier. Who would have thunk? And what do people think about that? And, of course, the saddest of all, what did we learn from this Buffalo shooting? Out of sight, unbelievable. The Buffalo suspect kicked out of the store before that rampage the night before, a shooting spree that left 10 people dead. My heart is heavy. What a sad, senseless thing to happen and to rip a community apart. What have we learned as a society in general? What can we do to prevent these kinds of deadly, sick, and often very, very predictable attacks? Hey, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show before, well, thanks for stopping by. And for those who often are with us, as always, we appreciate your company and your thoughts 24/7, whether it's this horrific Buffalo shooting or the ouch that I mentioned that you might be feeling when you pull up to the pumps. Let me know your thoughts on that or anything else. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. We will have a mailbag segment coming up a little bit later during this hour. So, Buffalo. If you don't know the story, which is hard to believe, because I think this is the buzz in my backyard and yours, a lot of people are talking about the hero guard. He was a cop, and then he was a guard at the store, at the supermarket, where 9 other people besides himself were killed. And the story about how this all unfolded and what happened that makes sense of the senseless, which there is nothing, by the way, that makes sense of the senseless. There's just facts, or what we believe are the facts. This 18-year-old, as I mentioned, was kicked out of the store and started to taunt police online. So he was identified as this Peyton Gendron, I hate to even give his name out, 18 years old. He was about 200 miles east, that's where he lived, of Buffalo. And, you know, he would have continued gunning down people because he was in tactical gear. He knew what he was going to do. He had a plan. If he wasn't stopped by officers outside of the store. And this happened on a weekend when people were going to get groceries, were greeting neighbors, were running to get that extra can of orange juice for breakfast the next day. So there are more details that have come out about him. He had a lot of threads on social media, a social media platform called Discord, others too, but that one in particular, about body armor and guns. And last month had made a series of nasty, provocative, poking the bear kind of remarks about federal law enforcement. And there was actually a recording of a call of him and what the things that he said, the rage that he spewed. And this was 2 months before the shooting. So he was casing that supermarket. He was confronted by a security guard, and this is what happened even months before the actual shooting. So the manager asked this 18-year-old to leave the store because of the things that were happening the night before. And he came back after Friday. He had a camper bag on his back. He was dressed in camouflage from head to toe. He went into the store, which, by the way, he had that on the day before. He went into the store and was bothering customers the night before. That's why he was asked to leave, because he wouldn't stop. So then here it happens the next day. This manager who had asked him to leave, she actually got away. She was running out the back door of the store as he shot people in the aisles. They were falling like dominoes as he was picking one off, then another, then another, then another. And more about his background is New York State Police say the troopers were actually called to the school where he went, Susquehanna Valley High School, last year, in June of last year, for a report that at the time he was 17, that he had made threatening statements. So he was taken into custody under a state mental health law and taken to the hospital for evaluation. The police didn't give the student's name at the time. He graduated from the school about 10 miles southeast of Binghamton, which is near kind of that New York-Pennsylvania border, to give you a sense of where he was from, that area. So they say the threat was general in nature. It wasn't race-related, because this is being pursued as a hate crime because of the manifesto and the rage that he felt. And this was an all pretty much black neighborhood, and all the victims were black. And if convicted, you know, there are thoughts of what can we do to take this guy out? I mean, these are the things that I'm reading. These are the things that I'm seeing. It's a really, really dark time when these kind of things happen. That this neighborhood that has been described as one big family gets attacked in this way. I mean, this has just got to be raw grief for these people and complete outrage. Complete outrage. Awful, awful, awful. What do we do? And how many times do I come on these airwaves and say these kinds of things? That yet another supermarket attack has happened and there are innocent victims. And this time we're specifically talking about rage and hate in this case. Is it a church? Is it a school? I mean, is it a mall? The victims, by the way, ranged in age from 32 to 86. And their stories are all stories that are incredibly important to the people who love them and know them, and incredibly sad that their lives were cut short no matter how old they were. The former police officer that I mentioned, working as the security guard at this Tops was the name of it, supermarket, confronting the 18-year-old, the gunman, shooting him in his vest. But he returns fire and fatally shoots him. 55-year-old Aaron Salter, that was his name. So right now, it's about what are the answers to the questions that we may never really, truly know the answers to, and a 180-page document that the feds are going through to see how authentic it is. It was posted online. It detailed the plot, identified him, and the document talked about all kinds of things, including the belief that the U.S. belongs only to white people and all other people should be eradicated by force or terror. Wow. $5 gas, and remember, where's Waldo? Well, where's Kate? We've made a move. Talking about it on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
I have been everywhere, man. I feel like it anyway. So privileged to be able to host this show for over 15 years. And I say it often, I love the United States. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, spent time in New York too, growing up in Queens a little bit before we moved to really South Jersey. It was just over the bridge from Philadelphia, went to school in Ohio, started my career in Nebraska, lived in Albuquerque, El Paso, Texas, California, and Santa Barbara and Santa Maria, and so many wonderful, wonderful places in between. I've lived in the South, I've lived in the North, I've lived in the Midwest. I have had the privilege of living in every, what I say, I call it quadrants of the United States. If I were to take a map, I can point out the specific places, but I can see the people, the accents, the wonderful, amazing historical sites that I've been able to see along the way, and what I've learned from so many people about different cultures that we have in this great country. So just like Waldo, you know, the old thing is, where is Waldo? I have been everywhere, and now I am somewhere else. We've taken the satellite studio and moved it to the Tampa St. Pete area. So the last couple of days, well, within the last week, I spent the night in Jackson, Mississippi. I know we have people listening to us there. What a wonderful city that is. Went through Mobile, Alabama. Love that. went through the panhandle of Florida and down through Tallahassee and have landed in our new space, as I mentioned, in Tampa, St. Pete. They told me when we got here, welcome, Floridians welcome you, but we might have to close the gates because Florida's sinking. So many people are moving here. The pandemic made me rethink a couple of things. I have family all over the great state of Florida. I love Texas and have many, many people and friends and still a spot in Texas, so that doesn't really leave me. And it was just the right thing to do, to take the studio to another place, and that's where we are. Luckily, not when it is steaming hot, because like the people in the north, as you know, and I've lived in the Northeast and the Midwest, when it's wintertime, people say, oh, how can you stand it? And you say, well, look at the spring is amazing, or the fall is incredible, or whatever other seasons. And it's kind of like that with Florida. People say, well, it's only 3 months, and then it gets better. But moving in the middle of the steamy humidity would not have been fun. So thanks to everybody along the way, because people have just been absolutely wonderful. One thing I did get to experience along the way, I stopped at a lot of different places, filled up a bunch at some of the Love's stops, those chains that many of you might be aware of, because they have dog parks. So a lot of truckers go there, a lot of other people who travel a lot. And they have dog parks because we have a dog, so Guinness was with us. And it was easy to stop and let him run, you know, inside these dog parks. But gasoline just would get higher and higher in some places. Now, Mississippi, you all were great because gasoline there was not $5. But in so many other places, you could see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like the numbers were getting bigger, right? And now, and many of you are experiencing this, and we talk about the common denominator of how much is it costing you to fill up. In some places, it's already above five a gallon. California, I feel you. I lived there, I know. Always the great place to live, always the most expensive when it came to gas. So California, Washington, Nevada, Hawaii, not a surprise, Hawaii, Oregon, they're already above $5 a gallon. And for everybody else, depending on maybe you're in a smaller town tucked away in a good corner where it's a little bit less than that, or you have some decent prices, we're seeing that it's soaring. And it's not, you know, if we look at where it was, because people keep trying to compare inflation from before, and especially the horribleness of the summer of 2008, the average $5.38 a gallon, if we go back and look up those numbers, but it threatens to get worse because of inflation. So families are really getting impacted by this. So they're not at quite record highs when you do the adjusting for inflation, but they're getting there. Right, the forecast is not great. So some people, you might be paying $4.50, you might be paying $4.75. And what are we going to see as we get closer to Memorial Day? Are we going to see those prices soar? You know, gas prices, I say when we talk about Russia and Russia invading Ukraine, and some people saying, well, I feel terrible for the people and I donated a couple bucks here or there, but we can't be the world's policemen and it's not really affecting us. But it is affecting us in a couple of different ways, especially with gasoline. Gas prices are up 27% if you go back to the day before Russia stepped foot in Ukraine, as far as an invasion anyway is concerned. So think about that. And I think it's going to get worse as you get closer to the summer. So you know what you do? You make plans. You do errands all at once. You get it, right? If you have kids and you're running them around, or you're a grandparent and you're watching kids, I mean, of course, you allot what you can for that, but you just think a little bit differently when you're shuttling people around. Now, if you commute and the commute's long, because now more people are back in offices, then that's a whole different thing. And this idea, it's like when you kind of look over and you see the idea of the lanes, right? The shared rides. But does it really ever really work out? I mean, how many people catch a ride with people in an office and you've got a car full of four different people, three different people? It sounds really good, but I think it doesn't always work out. So gas futures jumped to these fresh highs on Monday to kick off the week. So not great. Oil prices are pushing into that triple-digit territory. And this is the thing that we're feeling, that pain, the ouch factor. Because nobody wants to pull up and they want to fill up and then talk about how outrageous the price of gas is, especially if you're like me and you're gliding around on E. You're rolling the dice. Oh, I know exactly how much is in the tank. I don't advise anyone to do that. But I'm doing it less. I'm doing it less. And I didn't do that on the road. We didn't do that on the road. We had two cars. We didn't do that. But then when you fill up, you really, because there's hardly anything left in the tank. So you're going from zero all the way up. And then there's this cry about, well, what about the capacity to, what about refineries? What's going on in the United States? What else can happen? I mean, you just can't push open a refinery because they don't have any capacity. I mean, you're topped off. Like, speaking of topping off tanks, if you're topped off and refineries are sparse in some cases because of refinery shutdowns in the last handful of years, well, that also has an effect on what's going on with gasoline. And why is that important? The U.S. has lost 5.5%, according to numbers from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, of its refinery capacity. That is where you can really feel it. And you still have supply lagging. Production is just at 97% of 2019 levels. These are all the circumstances that have led to what we're seeing. And you look at what a barrel of oil is costing, like Brent crude, and when it's over 100 a barrel and it's trading at 114, you're going to feel it at the pumps. You're going to feel it at the pumps. And so I understand, because I saw, I felt it, I get it. Coming up, we got a mailbag, and in the mailbag, I actually had a question about UFOs and what's going to happen on the 17th at a public hearing on the Hill. Jake wondered about that. We're going to answer that question next.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. All 10 of the people killed in the attack were black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area in March They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities in Orange County, California say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes say Dr. John Chang tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue Chow and tie him up.
Dr. Chang is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. Five others were wounded. This is USA Radio News. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He has said the country needs their heroes to be alive, adding that it's a principle. Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its plant in Sturgis, Michigan. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as the agency investigated whether powdered formula from the plant caused four babies to contract a rare bacterial illness, which claimed the lives of two infants. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, adding it's addressing concerns raised during a subsequent inspection that found unsanitary conditions. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh,
let's do the mail.
In Austin's question about UFOs in the Hill and what's going on there. But first, let's start with Tom in Cali. He filled our mailbag, one of the many people who did. You can. 24/7, it's open, it's free, it's easy. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So Tom says, Kate, what's it going to take to cut off the head of the snake and not let anything else grow back when it comes to Russia and what's now going on with this awful, awful territorial grab and destruction of humanity as far as the people in Ukraine are concerned? When do you think we'll see a rollback? When do you think we'll see the Russian efforts fail, which I hope, by the way, happen? You know, I say this all the time. I can't look into any kind of crystal ball. I've talked to so many different people. We've had people on, actually, who were there. My friend Greg Stebbin, Mark Lindquist, also there. And I've had them both on the air. I've talked to them off the air, talked to other people who were there. We have watched to see what's happening with sanctions and what the rest of the world is doing. And I'll say this. I mean, look, they've had a lot of military setbacks. It looks like they keep narrowing where they're hitting and what maybe the objective is. So are they scaling back that ambitious grab to take, especially what we've seen in the last 3 weeks, eastern Ukraine Is that what we're seeing? I mean, look, first it was Kyiv. We're going to get to the capital city. That didn't work. They've had some strategic mishaps. Is this it? Russia's run out of combat-ready reservists. They've had to go to militias, private companies, anything to be able to fill the shoes for other troops that aren't there. Is defeat conceivable or is it inconceivable? I think it's inconceivable, I'm sure, for the brain of Vladimir Putin. He's isolated. He has allies, but they're shrinking. The U.S., Europe, depriving Russia of oil, gas, all that income, boom. Even there was a sign of capitalism falling. McDonald's, 32 years, they're selling its Russian business. The Golden Arches. And everybody talks about, we're global, it's global, it's global. Boom. No more a Big Mac in Russia. So there are signs of things that have happened, but as far as when is it over, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, look, in NATO, they're doing the fast track for Finland and Sweden because they both of those countries want membership into NATO. Russia doesn't like that. They don't want that to happen. But what they don't want and what is happening, two different things. I think the more the squeeze is on, I think the more Putin is isolated, the better chance that he falls and that this goes away. But I don't see it happening tomorrow. I don't see it happening in May. But who knows? I would be thrilled if it happened in May. So here we have another one about UFOs. And this was Jake who said, the ultimate question about UFOs, Kate Delaney, is, are they real? Go to a party and talk about UFOs. Now, on the Hill, they're actually going to have a public hearing. What do you know about that? It's funny because this is starting to make the rounds when, you know, when you look at what's coming up and there's a congressman, Andre Carson, who's going to head up this public hearing and the hearing is about diving into national security risks that are actually posed by UFOs' potential presence. Like, we're looking at some of these capabilities, right? And looking at technology. This hasn't happened. I mean, this has been, I checked this out. I read a story about it a couple of months ago somewhere. Like, when was the last time this was even discussed? And it's been 50 years because nobody wants to discuss it on the Hill, right? UFOs and is there extraterrestrial life somewhere? UFOs. So the hearing is about that. Is there proof? And there, are they going to show that there's more proof that UFOs are, in fact, real and that they do have some kind of technology that we can't identify. So the House Intelligence Committee Subcommittee on Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence, and Counterproliferation meeting Tuesday at 10 in the morning. So who would be at that hearing? Who would have a conversation? It would have to be someone from the military. Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, Ronald Moultrie. The Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray, they're both there. But the last time there was any kind of a public hearing on UFOs, 1969, and there was a strange conversation about this thing called Project Blue Book, an Air Force program that was investigating UFOs. I do think it's fascinating. I've had some of the in my dealings, like in your dealings, think about the people who think, well, that's just ridiculous nonsense. It can be explained. It's something else. Or people who have an open mind to that's a possibility. And one of the most academic people I think I've ever met in my life, somebody I know who's a doctor, told me, yeah, I believe in UFOs. I think there's something out there. I do. I think there's something out there. Can I explain it? No. But do I think there's something else? Absolutely. So this is going to be not some giant public hearing, but it is a public hearing. And the two that I mentioned that are going to testify, you know, that's it. They're going to look at the evidence and have a conversation about it. Because we haven't had this conversation. You know, there was the UFO briefings a couple of years ago, but there wasn't much that came out about that. So what do we know that we don't know, and what is baloney and what could possibly be true? I mean, therein is the in-between, the reports. What about these unexplained military encounters? And there's not, is there going to be a lot of information? Are people going to be stunned by anything that they hear? Are there more secrets? I think there are definitely more secrets, whatever they are. Will more information be declassified? And what does the public need to know? And what is the discovery, or what is the potential discovery when it comes to extraterrestrial life? Because science really is about show me, right? Let's put together the pieces. Let's look at the evidence. Let's look at the science. Let's look at the science, right? So I want to see what comes out of this. I am very curious, I have to say. It is an interesting thing to talk about, Jake. Definitely. Because there's got to be some science. Understanding what we don't understand. Understanding the unknown. Right? People have made a ton of money. A lot of the do-re-mi on the idea of UFOs. If you think about movies, famous movies, franchise movies, because in our minds, there is a curiosity and a fear, I think. That fear is also there, too, by the way. All right, so this one is from Sam. Kate. Oh, I filled up the other day, and I paid a whopping $85 to fill up my wife's SUV. And you could say, oh, poor Sam and his wife with their SUV. But it's not some incredible luxury palace. We got a bunch of kids who are carting around, and we've had it for a while. So the SUV used to be sort of economical. It's not now. I hope that we see a reversal of what we're paying when we have to go and get our gasoline. I'm thinking seriously about going electric. I'm wondering how many other people are having that conversation. Oh, I think there are more people having that conversation. I think the fear is, well, one, the availability, spending the money, all of that. And then how far can you go on a charge, and what does that mean? There's lots of misinformation and poor information, frankly, about what does it mean? What does an electric vehicle do? And is the affordability there, and do I have to get on some crazy list, and what do they look like, and all kinds of things. Yeah, so we talked about gasoline. It's going to get worse before it gets better, that's for sure. How about this one? This is from Michael. Blood Moon, sister. I don't know if you saw it. I certainly did. I had a good view. I would say a good view anyway, on the East Coast. Some people were posting pictures that looked nothing like what I saw, but I guess it depended on where you were. Have you ever seen one? Did you see one this past weekend? And what do you think? I have seen one. I posted it on social media. Not this last one. I didn't see that, but that whole glowing red look of the moon. And when you see that, I think it's really cool. It's after a total lunar eclipse. So that's the sun, earth, and moon. They form a straight line in the night sky. It is the coolest of cool. I hope some of you saw that same thing that he saw. Send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Destinations you might want to avoid: the CDC smacking that high COVID risk category for those traveling. Summer is big travel time. Will you heed their advice? I'll tell you where that is. I mentioned at the top of the show the woman that now is the first woman to command an aircraft carrier. Who is it? It's interesting. I think when you lead well and people respect you and you do your job well, especially the world we live in now and in the military, I've spent time around a lot of military people. There have been military people in my family and other people that I've interviewed, spent time with, etc. And I believe that for most of them, it is about good character and morals and ethics, and can you lead? There's the basics. Can you lead? And will people follow you? So Amy Borenschmidt is a 51-year-old United States naval officer, a captain, and she is one of the commanders of one of the 11 aircraft carriers in the U.S. fleet. She's the only woman to ever command a U.S. aircraft carrier, which you got to think about what they are. I know a lot about aircraft carriers. I'm fascinated by them. Even before I married somebody who spent time on an aircraft carrier, I went to the Intrepid. I remember traipsing around all over the place on that ship I'll call it ship, on that bay of ships all over New York, because it's parked in the harbor there. And I've been on other aircraft carriers as a reporter, and they are fascinating to me what people do, how they interact with each other, and how important they are, all of that. So she is commanding the USS Abraham Lincoln, and there's about 5,000 people on board, so that's a small city. You're at sea, and it's one of the more than, I guess, 60 aircraft that are on board the Lincoln. For example, would be an F-35C, a bunch of stealth fighters. And why the aircraft carriers, you get it, because they can launch from wherever. They control the sea. They're ready to maneuver across whatever they have to maneuver across, conduct strikes, etc. And, what do leaders say when there is any kind of a threat? Where are the aircraft carriers? Where are the aircraft carriers? Watch any war movie that's done right, and you'll understand that. So, pretty cool, I think. And a tip of the cap to her. She, I guess, always loved the sea. There's been a lot of stories now suddenly that have been written about her because there's interest in this. But she did what she had to do, and, you know, did what she did in her career to get to this point where she now is in this position. And it's really interesting, because how did she get there? She was interested in math and science, and she pursued a major in ocean engineering, right? And there she was. She was at campus in Annapolis. That was her campus, Annapolis. Amazing, right? That is the jewel of the Navy. And she, I guess, never thought of being the first woman to command an aircraft carrier. But there you go. That's where life led to her when she went into the Naval Academy. It wasn't even anything that was talked about. And now she's there, right? There, you have to go back to the mid-90s, I think. It was the mid-90s when Congress passed legislation that said women are allowed to serve on U.S. Navy combatant ships. And so everything has changed as far as women in these kinds of positions in the Navy. And talking to enough people who have been in the Navy, who have been in situations where they really respected leaders, that's what it's about. I mean, flying, look, she knows how to fly helicopters. She was a flight instructor. She was deployed on destroyers and aircraft carriers and commanded a helicopter strike squadron. So she has earned her place, I think, in this spot, in a very, very important spot. So again, good for this particular captain on the USS Lincoln. And she'd spent time there, too. She was the executive officer, the second in command, in 2016. So we go from this special captain to something that's not special, but rather annoying. And I have not really talked about this very much on the air, because why waste any breath on it? But people are talking about it because they're fascinated by it. And it's just like a moth to a flame for some people. And it's this Johnny Depp $50 million defamation trial against Amber Heard. And it's just nasty, some of the things that you'll hear about it. I haven't even paid that much attention to it, because I don't care what celebrities do, suing each other, who they're having sex with, what they're doing, any whatever their nonsense is. Good actors or something incredibly philanthropic that somebody does, I mean, absolutely, and when they're just good people. And I don't know Johnny Depp, and I don't know her. I just know that the conversation is, what in the world, right? What in the world is going on here? And there's just graphic testimony, and this has been going on and on and on and on and on. So she accuses him of violence. He accuses her of just being wicked crazy and different things that she allegedly has done to him. So it is lot of legal maneuvering. The people who are also going to get rich in this are the lawyers, right? It gets dragged out. It's a big deal. It's nasty. It's messy. And there is fascination with this. There is fascination about this case. And I think because of that, that's why it becomes, that's why it becomes a conversation, right? I mean, listen, Johnny Depp is not on trial, but what happened in his marriage to her is now very public in and outside of this courtroom. And how do you prove what you're trying to prove, right? Domestic abuse. It's about the domestic abuse. Is it false? Is it defamatory? Is it malicious, the things that, that she's said? And has it hurt his career, which is what he's saying? It's very wild. It's wild to see, like I said, the trial and what you're looking at when you see a trial like this. By the way, a verdict may be kind of near Memorial Day. I mean, the trial every day of the week, every day of the week, every day, more and more and more. 4 weeks and then 5 weeks. I mean, yeah. Does he end up clearing himself of this? Does he end up with whatever cash he ends up with? Because he's saying that he lost roles because of it. In particular, he lost, you know, and he was part of that franchise, that whole pirate Disney franchise deal. I watched the first couple of those with my nephew. I can't even think of the name of it now. But anyway, that all the down, dirty, nasty, explicit details, they're just there for the world to see. I mean, that's it, right? People treating people poorly. I've been asked this question a lot, and especially because I've made the move that I talked about in coming to the Tampa St. Pete area. People asked me about the housing market, and was it crazy, and was there bidding war, and all these kinds of things. And I got really lucky. It was sort of a house for a house. But that's been rare because we've seen that the housing market is overvalued and home prices are higher than expected compared to average local incomes, mostly, especially in certain areas. Like, what are some of the overvalued areas and where home prices, because of interest rates, we're starting to see some of them drop, but where have they been overvalued? Well, some of the places that you can imagine, right? Flagstaff, Arizona. A lot of people moving to Arizona. 51% overvalued. Myrtle Beach, beautiful area. 47% overvalued, a lot of the houses. Oh, I love my Arizona. Phoenix, Mesa, Chandler. It's 46% overvalued. Even Clarksville, Tennessee, 48% overvalued. Nashville is popular, 48% overvalued. On that note, it is going to mean that we're going to see a drop over the next 12 months. So if you're going to move, it might be a good time to just wait and see what happens over the next year. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. Hats off, as always, to my man, Nate, for his incredible work on the technicals. Make it count, everyone.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.